In this country, a clumsy remark by presidential candidate Howard Dean called attention to a serious challenge for the Democratic Party. Democrats may lose the White House unless they win at least a few southern states. Dean drew sharp criticism for saying that his party should reach out to southern white voters who display the Confederate flag.
People who vote, who fly the Confederate flag, I think they are wrong, because I think the Confederate flag is a racist symbol. But I think there are a lot of poor people who fly that flag because the Republicans have been dividing us by race since 1968 with their southern race strategy. I want to go down to the South and talk to people who don't make any more than anybody else up north, but keep voting Republican against their own economic interests, and that's what I'm saying.
Howard Dean has since expressed regret for his word choice, though not for his message. Georgia Senator Zell Miller also says his party should reach out to the South. In his book called A National Party No More, Miller argues that Democrats have no idea how to campaign in the South, and that includes Howard Dean.
He has no idea about what the modern South is. The modern South is not about pickup trucks and Confederate flags. And the modern South is the fastest growing area of this country. The modern South has the third largest economy by itself in the world, next to the United States as a whole and Japan. It is not full of racists. My goodness, 5,500 African Americans hold office in the South. It is not a bunch of uneducated yahoos.
But Senator Miller, it's interesting to think about the fact that I bet if we were talking to Howard Dean right now, he might say that he was trying to say the same thing that you were arguing in your book here, that Democrats need to make a greater effort to appeal to Southern voters and to speak their language, so to speak.
Well, he's not speaking their language. He doesn't know anything about the South. Look, this book was meant to be a life preserver being thrown to the Democrats, to tell them how to do it. I know something about the South, and it's not the South that Howard Dean thinks it is or any of these other people think it is. It's not that stereotype. It's not that caricature.
What substantively did Bill Clinton do that was different than what Democratic candidates are doing right now?
Are you kidding? The best example is to look at how he campaigned in 92, where he talked about punishing criminals, not explaining away their behavior. He talked about reforming welfare as I knew it. In 96, he made that brilliant State of the Union speech where he talked about that you can't have a federal program for every problem, where he said the era of big government is over. That resonated. Now, unfortunately, he did not govern in that way, but that's the way that he managed to carry Southern states and New England states and put a winning coalition together.
Well, why'd you decide, as a Democratic senator, to endorse George W. Bush for a re-election for president in 2004?
Well, first of all, I looked over these nine that are running, and I can't support somebody that's running on the old McGovern Mondale platform. And the reason I support President Bush and like him is because I got to know him, and I do know him. We served together as governors once, and I like the man. I like a man who feeds his dogs first thing every morning and knows what it's meant by the term hitting behind the runner. And I'm moved by his reverence and tenderness that he shows for First Lady and the unabashed love he has for his daughters. And I admire a man of faith like he is. But also, this is a person who understands the price of freedom. He understands that leaders throughout history have often had to choose between tyranny and freedom. And the choice that they make reverberates for good or for bad for generations to come. He's a president who can look America in the eye and say on Iraq, we're not leaving, and you know that he means it. He's also a president who understands that tax cuts are not just something that all taxpayers deserve, but that tax cuts are the best way to curb government spending.
You think what the Democratic Party ought to be talking about is cutting taxes?
No, but they ought not to be talking about increasing taxes.
What should we be doing about the federal deficit that we suddenly face?
Cut down on the spending and get the economy going. Tax cuts help get the economy going. I don't think you're going to see anybody this next year running, any Democrat running on the slogan that it's the economy, stupid.
Because you think the economy will have recovered by then, as we've seen in some recent numbers.
Yes, I do. I certainly think that's on its way, and I think that one of the reasons that it's on its way is because of the Bush tax cuts. There is criticism about that you help the wealthy the most. Well, these are the people who create jobs. These are the people who make the investments.
Are Democratic presidential candidates and other Democrats making a mistake to push for expanded health care coverage for more Americans, covering people who have no insurance or getting prescription drug benefits to seniors?
It's the way that you go about doing it. Prescription drug benefits? Look, I was one of the co-sponsors along with Bob Graham and Ted Kennedy last year on the prescription drug benefit. I am very much for a prescription drug benefit under Medicare.
That's expensive.
Yes, it's expensive, but you can afford it if you also look how you don't have to have a increased taxes to do it. You have to have some fiscal discipline.
In your view, what distinguishes you from a Republican other than the fact that there's a D beside your name? What makes you different from President Bush, say?
Well, I guess that my position on a number of issues. I have always been very, very strong for a patient's bill of rights. I've always been very, very strong, and as I said a while ago, a co-sponsor of probably the most generous bill there. I am a co-sponsor of the hate crimes legislation. There are many, many issues where I identify that are taken generally as Democratic issues.
Senator, can you just tell me what's in your future and what's in your party's future as far as you can see?
Well, if my party's future continues the way that these nine want to take it into 2004, then they're going to just take it right down into a rat hole.
How about you, Senator Miller?
Oh, I'm living on borrowed time right now. I'm nearly 72 years old. I don't even buy green bananas. But what I'll probably do is come back here and walk my dogs and teach at this little junior college and do that.
Zell Miller is a Democratic senator from Georgia and the author of a book called A National Party No More. He's at his home in Northeast Georgia. Senator, thanks very much for taking the time.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed talking with you.